FBI. So a grocery store chain just quietly saved millions of pounds of food from the trash using an algorithm most of us have never heard of. No chatbot, no flashy demo, just a prediction engine that got really, really good at guessing how many bananas you're going to buy on a Tuesday. And it's working. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, Kroger. Yes, the actual grocery store down the street has been quietly running a huge AI experiment in its produce aisles. AI, they brought in two startups, Afresh and Shelf Engine, whose entire job is to figure out exactly how much fresh food to order so shelves don't go empty and food doesn't rot in the back room. Here's the thing about fresh groceries, bananas, lettuce, berries, they're brutal to plan for. Order too much, it spoils. Order too little, customers walk out annoyed. If for decades, this was basically a guessing game run by tired store managers with spreadsheets and gut instinct. Afresh and Shelf Engine replace the gut instinct with prediction. AI, their software, looks at sales history, weather, local trends, even how fast something's been selling that week, and tells the store, order this many, not that many, and the results Kroger is reporting, a roughly 25% reduction in food waste. Let that sink in for a second. A quarter less food getting thrown out just from better ordering decisions. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't a lab demo or a shiny keynote slide. This is happening in real grocery stores right now, affecting the produce you're picking up this weekend. And honestly, AI, I think this is one of the most underrated AI stories of the year. Everyone's obsessed with chatbots writing poems, and meanwhile, boring inventory software is out here solving an actual global problem, food waste, which by the way accounts for something like 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Rotting food in a landfill is not a small issue. The takeaway here, the most impactful AI story in food right now, isn't about robots or generative anything. It's dumber, quieter, and way more effective than that, better math applied to bananas. AI. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the flashy AI headlines this year, something bigger was happening quietly in the background. A group called ReFed, which tracks food waste globally, put out numbers that honestly stopped me in my tracks. AI-driven demand forecasting, the same category of tool Kroger's using, reportedly helped prevent around 200 million pounds of food loss across 26 countries. 200 million pounds. That's not a Silicon Valley startup pitch deck number, that's a real measured outcome, and there is a second piece of this that I actually love even more. AI, apple storage, like literal apples, the fruit turns out to be this incredibly delicate science. Store them at the wrong humidity or temperature for too long, and huge batches just go bad. AI-powered monitoring systems watching over more than 1,500 storage rooms reportedly helped save about 20 million pounds of apples that would have otherwise been junked. Now here's where it connects back to story one, and this is the part that made me sit up. We keep hearing about AI as this world-changing, reality-bending force, AGI, superintelligence, robots taking over AI. And meanwhile, some of the clearest, most measurable wins are happening in Apple storage rooms and grocery backrooms. Not because AI in food is small potatoes, pun very much intended, but because this is what mature, working AI actually looks like. Not a demo, infrastructure. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they say generative AI was going to be everywhere by now? Yeah, they did. Turns out, the boring prediction models nobody tweets about are quietly outperforming the sexy stuff. At least when it comes to actual measurable impact. The nuance here matters though. AI. This isn't magic. These systems only work because someone's feeding them good, continuous data, sales numbers, sensor readings, real-time inventory. Garbage in, garbage out still applies. The companies winning in this space aren't the ones with the flashiest model. They're the ones who figured out how to plug AI directly into a messy real-world workflow without breaking it. Quick hits before we go. AI, Anthropic, and Google haven't announced anything food-specific this week, but their broader forecasting and vision AI tools are exactly the kind of tech quietly powering these grocery systems behind the scenes. CookUnity, the meal delivery company, is apparently using AI models to predict sales and prevent stockouts before they even happen. Same playbook, different kitchen. And somewhere on Reddit, someone pointed out that we've spent 2 years asking AI to write us poems about heartbreak. AI, when it turns out its real superpower might be knowing exactly how many avocados Cleveland needs on a Thursday. Honestly, fair point. So here's the big picture. The thing connecting all of today's stories. We keep looking for AI's holy cow moment in the most dramatic places. Chatbots passing the bar exam, AI writing screenplays, robots doing backflips. But some of the most genuinely important AI right now is invisible. It's in a grocery store's ordering system. It's in an Apple storage room. Nobody thinks about AI. It's preventing millions of pounds of food from rotting in landfills quietly without a press conference. Maybe that's the real lesson here. The AI revolution isn't always going to announce itself with a bang. Sometimes it just shows up as slightly fresher lettuce. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.